Welcome to Teens Against Porn's TePronCast. Teens Against Porn is an online community where teens who struggle with porn or sexual purity can find advice, encouragement, and prayer from their peers. I am your host, Chris, and this is episode number 2. Thank you for tuning in. If you're looking for us on the web, point your browser to teensagainstporn.com. Now, I know our podcast is a very specific audience, and I'm not foolish enough to think that they're the only ones that are listening. So even if you hear me say things as I speak, like you, or I think you should, or it may be in your best interest to, all these yous, the yous that I'm talking to, may not be you after all. So if you find yourself being offended by what I'm saying, it's probably because you're not the intended audience for this podcast. This podcast is for teens who consider themselves to have a habit, compulsion, maybe even an addiction to pornography. And what I want to do in this podcast is just help equip teens with advice, wisdom, counsel, methods, techniques to empower them. To empower them to be the kind of men and women who not only have convictions, because, you know, let's face it, we all have convictions, but to actually follow them. And not just follow those convictions when it's easy or convenient, but in every single situation where they are called to action. So for most of you, that's the goal. That's what you're aiming for. Changed behavior. So what's the first step? Well, in the last episode, we identified the first step as confession. I basically said that keeping this issue in your life a secret does nothing towards helping you stop it. My pastor says that secrets are like splinters. So you get a splinter in your finger and you want it to heal, right? You want the pain to go away and you want the skin to close up and you want your splinter to heal. Well, what do you have to do first? Well, you got to get that splinter out of there. That thing's not going to heal on its own with that splinter stuck in there. So in this episode, I want to talk about one of the most common and practical means of confession, and that is accountability. So I've pulled up dictionary.com, and I've looked up accountability, and I see here accountability, noun, the state of being accountable, liable, or answerable. Scrolling down a little bit, adjective, accountable, liable to being called to account, answerable. And one final one here, accountability, noun, responsibility to someone for some activity. Now, there's a lot of ways to do accountability. I rarely see people doing the accountability thing in an effective manner. So that's why I wanted to spend time in this episode just talking about what does accountability look like? What are some ways to make sure it works well for you? What are some common pitfalls to avoid while trying to incorporate accountability into your life? Well, obviously, the first thing you have to do is find someone you trust. Pick someone you know personally and see often face to face, because this gives the whole thing teeth. It has more sting when you have bad news to deliver, if it's somebody you know, preferably somebody that you respect. And comfort does nothing to promote growth when it comes to accountability. Plus, if this is somebody that you see often in your daily life, there's going to be more of an occasion for them to probe into your progress. Another really good idea is to pick someone that you can call on the phone no matter what, day, night, 3:31 a.m., Christmas morning, because you're going to get to a point where you'll start to see the temptation coming on the horizon. You know, kind of like when you grow in your chess playing ability, you begin to start thinking three moves ahead. Well, this is the time when you're going to want to call your accountability partner and say, my parents are out of town until tomorrow, and I'm about to go home from school. I know I will be triggered to act out the moment I walk in the door. You'd be surprised, just verbalizing it in advance will help you prevent it from occurring. Another good characteristic of an accountability partner is just pick somebody who's not afraid to confront you. You want someone who can ask the tough questions, but you also want someone who's not going to compound any guilt or shame you may be feeling. Guilt can be healthy, but it can also be debilitating, and you just want to make sure you choose somebody who is aware of this dynamic. Okay, so this next thing is a little sensitive. It is my opinion that you should rarely use a spouse or a girlfriend or boyfriend to hold you accountable. I guess the way I see it is, when one person is in a river, it's best to have another person with at least one foot on dry land trying to fish them out. Girlfriend accountability is like one person diving into the river to save the other. Well, now you're both in the river. Now, this is not a one-size-fits-all principle here. I know that there are a lot of you out there who have a very good relationship with your boyfriend or girlfriend, and you can actually talk about this stuff openly. All I'm saying is proceed with extreme caution in this area. Now, here's the main thing that I want to talk about when it comes to accountability. And that means if you ignore everything else I say, this is the thing you really need to pay attention to. You carry the load. You carry the load. This is the most important one. Now, what this means is don't expect your accountability partner to ask you every day to pester you. How did it go yesterday? Now, see, you call immediately when you fail. You email immediately when you're tempted. Yeah, your accountability should try and spot check you, but don't dump your load on them and then complain that they're not a good accountability partner. If a week goes by and you haven't had one conversation about your purity, it's on you, not them. Having an accountability partner is not like having a teacher that gives you pop quizzes all the time. It's more like having a parole officer. See, it's up to you to report in routinely. It's up to you to arrange a weekly or bi-monthly lunch, coffee, status update and go out of your way to make sure that you're the one carrying the load. Now, I saved the best for last, and if I would have said this first, you'd have stopped listening to me pretty much immediately. But now that we're pretty much near the end of this episode, I'm going to introduce probably the best thing you can do to stay accountable and get the issue of a compulsive porn habit out of your life once and for all. This is the tough one. Tell your parents. Sounds impossible, I know. For most of you, it will be. But if you really, really want help with this, they are in a position to help you more than pretty much any other person on this earth. If you think about it, you know it's true. Now, I'm not going to sit here and pretend like your parents are going to respond in any predictable manner whatsoever. They may stick their head in the sand and act like nothing's wrong. I've seen that happen many times. But you're not responsible for their actions. You're responsible for your actions. So I ask you, what wouldn't you do? What wouldn't you do to get this out of your life once and for all? What would you stop at? Where's your ceiling? My pastor says that every day we are either moving closer to or further from the men and women that God intended us to be. My hope for you is that you would realize that God has intended you to be young men and women of integrity, character, and purity. If what you've been trying so far hasn't worked, it's time to try something new. Find an accountability partner. Create a lifestyle of confession for your life where you have somebody you trust to keep you on track. I believe there are many things on this earth that I can't do on my own. And in those cases, it's up to me to make sure that I'm relying on the people that God has placed in my life to help me be the man that He wants me to be. I pray the same thing for you. This has been episode number 2 of TeporNcast, the Teens Against Porn podcast. Find us online, teensagainstporn.com. If you have any questions or comments about this episode, you can send me an email. It's dude@teensagainstporn.com. That's D-E-W-D-E. Teens Against Porn is part of Pure Community Ministries. The URL is purecommunity.org. You can find other online communities there if you are an adult struggler or porn addict, or if you are if you think you might be married to a porn addict. We have resources there for you. So check us out at purecommunity.org. This is Chris, and this has been episode number 2. Thank you for listening.